Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We went with Aaron Rodgers. We looked at his track record. We looked at how great he is. And we figured he would get it done. We picked him over Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has not been great against teams over 500. That, of course, does not include the Packers anymore. But he's also not been great in main games where they were on national television, primetime games. And so for those reasons, I thought the Packers and Aaron Rodgers would get it done. Of course, they didn't. They lost 24-17. And Rob, I'm sorry. I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. I've been with you. He's not in the GOAT conversation, but I've been one of those to say, hey, we may have never seen anyone play that position better. But I got to admit, man, this is not a good season for Aaron Rodgers. And I think we may need to just stop saying that we've never seen anybody play the position better, because at some point you have to win big games. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. And that has to – we can talk about Mike McCarthy, and we will. But the buck has to also stop with Aaron Rodgers. He has to take some blame for this. He is not getting it done. I don't even think he threw for 200 yards in a huge game. No, he threw for 198 yards.
No, he's had a bad year. And
I want you to rip him with the same passion you were ripping Tom Brady.
I'm not going to do
that.
You
were saying Tom Brady was done after a few subpar games.
But the difference
is, what about Aaron Rodgers? See,
Let's not bring Tom Brady in, because if you do, then I'm going to bring up all those stats that still tell you how great Aaron Rodgers is.
Like what?
Even he's the
not
old,
from the past.
No, I'm talking about the stats. No, I'm just talking about all of his stats. Even with this down year that he's having, he still has the best touchdown to interception ratio in the history of the league.
Because he throws the ball away all the time. Now he's
cautious. Also has the best quarterback rating of any quarterback who's ever played
in
the league.
What's that mean? When you got one Super Bowl in 10 years as a starter, what's that mean?
I mean, he won a Super Bowl. There's a lot of guys. Ask Dan Marino.
I'd rather have a lower.
A lot of people think Dan Marino's one of the greatest quarterbacks, but
he is one of them.
But he never won a Super. He never even won a Super Bowl. He went to a Super Bowl his second year, never went
back. And that's why he's never talked about as the GOAT.
But what did I tell you before? GOAT I've never put Aaron Rodgers in the GOAT conversation. I said he's the best quarterback I've ever seen, skill set wise. You have to have more accomplishments than one Super Bowl to be considered the GOAT. I told you Joe Montana is my GOAT, not Aaron Rodgers. I've never, ever said Aaron Rodgers was the GOAT over Tom Brady. I've never said that, because it's Joe Montana. But here's my point. He deserves some blame. Yes, indeed. Anybody, if you're going to give them credit when they win, you get credit when you lose. And when things, they're 0-6 and haven't won a road game in over a year. So I'm going to blame Aaron Rodgers as well. But here's the other thing. For years, they were always eating off of Aaron Rodgers. He was the makeup on the ugly pig, because they didn't have good defense or they didn't have a running game. And Aaron Rodgers, somehow, some way, they were always winning the division, going to the playoffs, getting into the NFC Championship
games. What's that got to do with yesterday?
What's that got to do with this?
I mean, we can all sit there and praise what somebody did in the past. He's 34? 34 years old.
No, he's a young 34.
A young 34.
He's a young 34 because he sat 4 years behind.
Is he playing like a young 34?
No, all he needs is a new coach, a new offensive coordinator. He just needs to be refreshed.
I'm not with you.
His career is not over, man.
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying I think we need to slow down on all of the
best
we've ever seen.
He's the best quarterback I've ever seen. Yes, indeed.
How? He's completing 60% of his passes in or 62% in a year when dudes are it's commonplace to see somebody completing 68%.
Tom Brady's underneath.
He's 41 years old.
Okay,
fine.
But my point is on the same thing you're talking about where everybody else is
Brady,
lining up.
Look, if Brady was a joke this year, if he was garbage this year, you know what? It'd be fine because he's 41. He's not 34. And I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is garbage.
Chris,
just saying he's completing 62% of his passes.
But he also entered the game with 19 touchdowns and one pick.
Because he doesn't take chances. He's throwing the ball out of bounds all the time.
No, but still 19-1 ratio.
What's for them? They're 4-6-1, isn't it now?
Yeah, but also I could break down. You want me to go through games where they fumbled the ball? In New England,
let's go
where they were driving.
Last game where he missed Devontae Adams.
You want me to tell you about
the
game that Crosby missed 5 field goals in Detroit? That's it. That's another game in Detroit.
We can do that for every quarterback.
No, but my point is,
we can do that for the freaking Cleveland Browns.
No, you can't do that for the Cleveland Browns.
Earlier in the season, they had a game where the kicker got cut
but
the day after.
They don't have the track record that Aaron Rodgers has.
I don't want to hear about track record.
Nah, I'm not buying into that. You could be the prisoner of the moment and let's pile on.
He's not having a good year.
I said that already. But to make it like
so, what am I supposed to do? I don't want to bring up 2015.
I'm just
with
telling
him.
You gotta be honest with yourself that people have down years. He's having a bad year. That's all I'm telling you. I don't know what you want me to proclaim. What? Other than he's having a bad year, what do you want me to proclaim?
No, I want him to have.
I
some
just
blame.
Said that.
And look, I'm an Aaron Rodgers supporter and fan, and I agree with you. Mike McCarthy needs to be gone. They need.
What did they do last year? What did they do last year?
They
did two.
They
things.
Missed the playoffs again last year.
He was hurt last year. What did they do after the season? They did two.
Oh,
things.
They got rid of his offensive coordinator.
Without talking to Aaron, they got rid of his offensive coordinator and they cut Jordy Nelson. I'm not saying Jordy Nelson, but they did a couple things.
Devontae Adams is better than Jordy Nelson.
No, but he was on the team anyway.
But they Jordy Nelson
no, but that's
losing
not,
him.
No, but I'm just saying that was
Tom
one of
Brady his, loses guys every
nah,
year.
Nah, that was one of his prime receivers. He had no say in it. All I'm saying is they did a lot of stuff last year without even consulting him.
Look at the guys.
And he's had
Drew
him in a
Brees
bad year.
Is making, Drew Brees is throwing
Drew
touchdowns to guys that weren't even drafted.
Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl as well. So before you get on the Drew Brees is the greatest thing ever. He's got one Super Bowl.
So does Aaron Rodgers.
No, but I'm trying to tell you, how many MVPs does Drew Brees have to Aaron Rodgers? So don't give me no Drew Brees
is
all
having
that.
He's about to add an MVP
Where did he go last year, Drew Brees, in
you
the playoffs?
You keep bringing up past history.
No,
I'm
telling
about
you.
Now.
If you're going to tell me that Drew Brees is all that, he got one Super Bowl and got less MVPs
Drew Brees
than
is
than
looking
Aaron
like
Rodgers.
All that.
And you came back.
Don't get me started.
You came back from the holiday with your panties in a bunch. I'm going to unbunch them.
You talk about prisoner of the moment. 3 bad games by Tom Brady. You were ready to bury him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We want to move to college football. Because there was this huge game over the weekend.
You mean
huge
slaughter?
Rivalry.
Is that what you're talking about? It was no game. What game?
Oh, and I'm from Ohio. And I typically had always pulled for Ohio State to beat Michigan. Not like, you know, I'm just ride or die with the Buckeyes because I'm from a lot of places. I'm
I understand.
Around a lot.
Yes.
But I have pulled for Ohio State. But my daughter does attend the University of Michigan now. And so I was rooting for Michigan. And I had told her this is the year that they are going to finally beat Ohio State.
And then she talked to her friends. Yeah, my dad, you know, well, he's a sports analyst. He's on TV and he has his own national radio show. And my dad told me that Michigan's going to win. So you know what? Michigan's going to win.
She believed me.
Right.
She took my word for it. And, of course, they were, as you said, Rob Parker, slaughtered 62-39. And now there is some talk out there, as there has been really most of the year up until, you know, Michigan obviously had a really good year up until Saturday.
They had won 10 in a row.
Yeah, and the talk about Jim Harbaugh being overrated, being on the hot seat, all that had really died down. There was the main talk was that they could get to the playoff. And, you know, nobody really said they beat Alabama, but certainly thought they had a chance to get to the championship game. And obviously now that is out of the window. But I'm here to say this, and I'm not saying this because I'm paying a god-awful amount of money to Michigan every year for my daughter to
God,
go there.
Oh, my God. You know that's going to Jim Harbaugh's pocket. You know that, right?
When you put it that way, that makes me want to change my mind. No. Look, Michigan fans, calm down. It was bad. It was ugly. It was the most points they've ever given up in a regulation game. And to give it up to your rival, obviously, it's terrible. But Jim Harbaugh should not be fired under no circumstance. Well, you know what? I won't even say under no circumstances. I'll say is this. If you're bringing in Urban Meyer, if you're bringing in Nick Saban, even if it's Dabo Sweeney, or heck, Jim Tressel, if you're bringing in one of them, then okay, get rid of Harbaugh. But other than that, and obviously those things aren't going to happen, keep Jim Harbaugh. No, you're not going to win a national title, but guess what? You've won one since 1948. So the measuring stick can't be, oh, he's got to win the national title. He has you consistently on the cusp of top 10 finishes. You are now viewed as one of the top programs in the nation, which you weren't when he got there. And so, I know it's bad. He's not Nick Saban. He's not Urban Meyer. But he's got you in the conversation every year for the top 10, and I think you have to live with that. And therefore, he should not be fired.
Why should Michigan accept that? I know he's one of their own. He's one of their heroes. He played for Bo Schembechler. I got all that. But you can't turn your head. Chris, what are you saying? Michigan, you just named all of the coaches you mentioned. You know what they have in common? They're all in the top four of salary with Jim Harbaugh, except for they've all won championships.
No, they're not in the top four salary.
Right?
I mean, obviously, I mentioned Tressel, who's not.
Not Tressel.
But Dabo Sweeney is fifth or sixth. He's below Harbaugh. Kirby Smart is right there at Georgia with Harbaugh.
Harbaugh is the third highest paid, right? The last I looked.
Harbaugh is, I believe, the third highest paid. But Gus Malzahn is right there with him at Auburn.
But my point is,
Auburn's not even ranked in the top 25 this year.
No. But I'm talking about Jim Harbaugh's never won anything. No matter where he's been, he's turned a lot of programs around, but they've never ultimately won anything. And for Michigan to accept just because he played for Bo Schembechler, and granted, this is the thing you should look at, Chris, before you talk about
national titles did Bo Schembechler win?
Zero.
All right. He's a legend. He won zero.
But you got to get off of that. That's the problem.
Why?
Because that's the problem. Michigan has accepted this.
Bo Schembechler is a legend.
But that's why they've accepted this, and that's why they'll make excuses for Jim Harbaugh. It's about winning. That's what it's about.
But has their program, other than 1997 when Lloyd Carr won a national championship, has their program every other year been a bust?
No, but they.
So what? I mean,
I'm talking about. They've won one national championship since the Louisiana Purchase. I mean, this organization, it's a mythical program. The Michigan
what
Wolverines.
Name
Michigan,
the programs Michigan, that are better.
Alabama.
Okay.
I could.
So I'm New Orleans. I'm
Ohio
the New Orleans
State.
Pelicans.
Ohio
Guess
State.
What? I got Anthony Davis.
Nah.
He's not LeBron James, so let me get rid of Anthony Davis.
Not at all. But you're paying him to deliver. He on the biggest. No other coach. Here's the other thing, Chris. No other Michigan coach has ever been 0-4 against your rival, Ohio State. Almost in your job description, beating Ohio State and Michigan State is a part of the job.
They beat Michigan State this year. They beat Penn State this year. They beat Wisconsin this year. They're not as good as Ohio State. You're right.
They're
not the same caliber of program. They're in the discussion, but Ohio State is a better program and has been historically.
But all I'm saying is you got to understand – You can't have it both ways. You can't lure, tell him what a great coach he is and this and that and all that other stuff, and then he never wins you the big game. And that's the problem I have with Jim Harbaugh.
It's only been 4 years. It's only been 4 years. Was Michigan a national powerhouse program before Harbaugh got there?
No, they weren't.
And are they now? They're number 8 in the nation. They were number 4 in the nation. What you want? Like I said it about many sports. Let me bring up the basketball analogy. The Phoenix Suns never even got to an NBA Finals with Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion, and all those guys. But it was a great run. They would die for that run now. The Sacramento Kings never even got to a finals with Chris Webber, Vlade Divac, Mike Bibby, Peja Stojakovic, so on and so forth. But it was a great run. They would die for it now. I'm saying that Michigan.
That's not good enough for Michigan. That's not good enough.
They've won one national championship.
No, he was supposed to come
since
here.
Since 1948.
Yeah, but he's supposed
to. What do you mean it's not good enough?
Because he's supposed to come here to change all that. That's why they're paying him $7.5 million. Not to be the same program that they've always been, which is the most overrated program in the history of the United States. Oh. And he is the McCode. He is the most overrated coach of all time.
No, he's not.
He is the McCode.
He went to the San Francisco 49ers.
They didn't win.
Who had a 6-10 record.
They didn't win.
And led them to the NFC title game.
They didn't win. They
San Francisco has been the three times in the playoffs, in fact, since like 2002 or something like that. And all 3 years were under Jim Harbaugh.
That organization won.
You tell me he's not a good coach?
That organization won Super Bowls. Getting to the Super Bowl and losing, that is no feather in your cap.
Other than Harbaugh, nobody has been able to restore that team to even competitiveness.
The difference between between me and you is it's nice. If you just want to be in the conversation,
so who
that's
you bringing
fine.
In Michigan? If all you want to get rid of Harbaugh,
all I'm saying, I didn't say he should be fired because they won't. They won't fire him.
Should they? If you were running the program,
I would give him a pay cut because he didn't deserve to be the third highest paid coach. Because
Jimbo Fisher's right up there with him.
To be embarrassed.
Gus Malzone at Auburn, not even in the top 25. He's right up there with Harbaugh.
This whole thing with Jim Harbaugh, they love him. I get it. He was their star quarterback. He won with Bo Schembechler, blah, 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 blah. I get all that, and it's a nice feel-good story. He gets to come back to the school, his alma mater, and turn him around. And if anybody else would have embarrassed the program like he did on Saturday and be 0-4 against your rival, a lot of other guys would be in trouble. If this was Brady Hoke, okay, if this was Brady Hoke, Chris, who were 10-2,
talking about his last 2 years, they fell off the map.
No, but I'm talking about if Brady Hoke was in this game after 4 years and they got their tails kicked by Ohio State and in an embarrassing fashion, the way that Jim Harbaugh, they wouldn't be making people in Ann Arbor would be screaming for Brady Hoke to be fired. You know
they're not making excuses for him. It's called track record, Rob. Jim Harbaugh has a great track record at Stanford.
He had a great track record.
A national title?
Yes.
That's it? So Bo Schembechler was a loser. He wasn't a good coach.
Bo Schembechler.
Because he didn't win a national title?
He never won anything.
So he was a loser. He's a legend. He's a legend.
He's a Michigan legend.
Was Charles Barkley's career worthless?
Nobody said it's worthless.
Was Patrick Ewing's career worthless?
I didn't say that, but I'm talking about when you're the highest paid coach and everybody rants and raves about how great you are.
He's not the highest paid coach.
He's not great.
Did he not do a great job at the 49ers?
They did an okay job. They didn't finish the job.
They went from 6-10 to 13-3. They went to the Super Bowl. They went to the NFC title game three times. He lost the title game twice,
and he lost in the Super Bowl.
That's a good run.
Okay, but I'm not talking about Michigan.
You're not trying to win a championship. Of course you are. But I'm saying that can't be the guy gets fired. He's overrated.
I didn't say anything about being fired. I'm just telling you he's overrated. He's the most overrated coach of all time.
Are you saying that solely based on his salary?
No, based on.
Because he's had a better run than Gus Malzone.
Based on his results.
Dabo Swinney, who I said Right now, look, he's got Clemson rolling the last 4 years. But his first few years in that job, they were unranked a few years.
Did they win a championship? Did they win a championship?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. He's never won anything. I'm talking about never won a championship.
Nobody has at Michigan except one time.
He's supposed to be the savior. He's supposed to turn water into wine. It ain't happening.
Nobody said all that. He was supposed to bring them back to national prominence. And you're right. Michigan fans should be upset. They should be angry. They should be all of that. And the goal is a national championship. But all I'm saying is let's not get ready to fire a really good coach who has brought us back to national prominence because they didn't beat a better team, Ohio State. Because they're not going to win a national championship. That's all I'm saying.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield has been lights out the last two games. 7 TDs, 0 interceptions, almost 300 yards a game. They've won both games. They're now excited in Cleveland, thinking maybe next year they could compete for the division title. And he coached or he played against Cincinnati this
weekend.
Sadly,
they have the same record as the Packers, so that's
right.
Wow.
And of course, Hugh Jackson, the former Browns coach, started the season as the head coach, was fired just a few weeks ago. He is now on the staff with Cincinnati. So he and Baker obviously were competing against each other. And after the game, Hugh tried to give Baker some love. First of all, it took him a while to get to Baker. You could see Baker saw him out of the corner of his eye and really wasn't trying to give him any play. And Hugh finally got to him, wanted to give him a hug. Baker kept it at a handshake. And after the game, in his post-game press conference, this is what Baker said about Hugh Jackson.
Left Cleveland, goes down to Cincinnati. I don't know. That's just somebody that was in our locker room asking for us to play for him and then goes to a different team. We play twice a year. Everybody can have their spin on it, but that's how I feel.
Rob, I'm not going to criticize Hugh Jackson for going to the Cincinnati Bengals because this is a job, we always say it, there's only 32 head coaching jobs. And there's only a few more even assistant coaching jobs. And so Hugh Jackson, who was fired, had a chance to go be on the staff in Cincinnati. I don't blame him for it. He's a coach. He wanted to coach. And there's even been reports recently that if Marvin Lewis goes upstairs, joins the front office, Hugh Jackson could be in line to get that head coaching job. So I don't blame Hugh at all. But what I will say is this. I like this attitude from Baker Mayfield. This is who he is, and I like it because he's like, look, it's us against the world. If you're not on my squad, then I'm done with you. I'm trying to beat you.
I get all that, but I got to say it's uninformed, immature, and Baker Mayfield doesn't know what he's talking about from this standpoint. He has a history. He was a coach there. And they gave him an opportunity. He's a football coach. It's about working, and I get all that, but it wasn't like he just went there so that he can give them information to beat the Browns.
No.
He has a history there that he's worked there twice before, had a lot of success. Him and Marvin Lewis are close. This is what people do. You know what I mean? Your boy is out, and he needs a gig. I'm a head coach. I can bring him in and give him an opportunity for him to come back home. He can't look at it any other way. He would have been better off, Chris. If you don't want to shake his hand or you don't want to say something, hey, that's all, well, you know what I mean? I wish him the best of luck and move on. But this whole notion that he's like, you know, going to stomp on Hugh Jackson because he went back to Cincinnati where A, they gave him an opportunity early in his career, and B, where he had a lot of success. I'm not buying it.
So your problem is with Baker's comment, not him not shake or not giving Hugh a hug or anything like that. You're fine with all that. Like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with what Hugh Jackson did.
I think it's immature that he just doesn't know the history of Hugh Jackson in Cincinnati. If he knew that, I don't think he would.
But I'm not mad at it because you're right. I don't think Hugh went there saying, okay, you know, we get the Browns twice, you know, I'm going to be able to give them secrets.
Right.
But that is part of it. Again, that's not why he did it, But that's like a fringe benefit to the Bengals, yeah,
yes,
right?
But the only thing is, if you're Baker Mayfield, you won the game. What? You won. You didn't go there and lose and then could say, Hugh Jackson, oh, that's nice. You know, he went there and – no, you beat him. Beat a bigger man. But he showed how immature he is and that he's a kid because to use that instead of going, he had a great game and played well, you know what I mean, and beat the Bengals – that's what the focus should be on, not on the coach.
What if
you beat that coach?
What if he feels like Hugh, you know, didn't really give him the shot that he felt like he deserved?
Water under the bridge.
In Cleveland.
Water under the bridge, man. Be the bigger man.
You can argue. I mean, heck, he's better than Tyrod Taylor.
Be the bigger man. He's gone. He's gone, Chris. I'm just saying.
I have no problem with what Baker did. Okay. This is who Baker is.
I think it's
well, cocky. It's arrogant. That's
and
right.
And it's immature.
But it's
and
all
that's
right.
You're right. That's who he is. But I thought it was a mistake.
And I don't think he, like I said, he didn't. He just said, look, this is why I didn't give him a hug. I'm assuming that's what he was referring to, kind of meaning. This is why I didn't give him a hug. He's now in their locker room. He was in our locker room a few weeks ago saying, you know, getting, like you said, getting us to play for him. He's now with them. I got no love for that. I'm cool with that. You know, I'm all right with it.